Your extremely handsome husband's a genius to make it happen. Just admit it. He had suggested it to his parents, who jumped on the idea and decided to take all the grandkids, except for baby Levi, this morning and keep them overnight. An empty house might be the best Christmas present ever. She closed her eyes and flopped back onto the bed, her head bouncing off the pillows.
So freaking awesome.
I know. Now you owe me. She opened one eye.
But empty house or not, I'm not giving you another baby.
It's been 5 years. The other eye opened, and she glared at him.
My dear, currently breathing husband, who's at risk right now to be smothered to death, we are not having a baby every 5 years. After last time, I realized 5 years isn't long enough for me to forget. Everyone lied about that.
She lifted a hand.
And you forget how old I am now. Way too old.
That's true. Amanda jerked the pillow from under her head and whacked him with it.
You're not supposed to agree. And anyway, you got snipped.
If you remember, the doctor said it can be reversed. You know, in case I traded you in for a younger model. Max grinned and shrugged.
I guess I'm putting an ad for both you and Hannah in the penny shopper.
What?
Nothing.
She muttered. He sighed and reclined onto his side, facing Amanda and propping his head in his hand. Listen, Levi coming into the family has made my paternal instincts kick in again.